Okay, today's daf, gentlemen, is daf Chof Aleph, and we've made some serious headway in this daf already. We're one-third of the way down, and we're up to Iboilu, Chad B'chavre, Mitvis, Odilma B'kama Mitvis. I think we might even have started that yesterday, but let's do that again because it's going to have major implications as to what we did yesterday. We had a case in the Mishnah which it says, somebody says already Nazir, another guy says, hears him and says, me too. And another guy says, me too. And we don't know exactly whether the other guy was referring to me too of what the first guy had said or what the me too of what the second guy had said. And that's exactly the question. When we have a case of Atvasa, do we say that you're going back to the words of the person who said the Ferush Areni Nazir? Or can you refer to the words of the person who says, me too? The difference will be major. L'mainav kamina, l'tfus yumeza. Whether you can keep going this way. Because if each one is tofes on the language of the one immediately prior, you can keep going on like this forever. Because there's no limit to the amount of time that it will take. But you're going to say that they all have to be matvis back in the first person's lashon. Then we will not be able to go on more than the sheer of Kedei Dibur in order to be matvis. Mine. Now the problem, of course, with this Gemara is that it seems to completely ignore the discussion we had up until now. We had this major discussion yesterday between Reish Lakish and Reb Yehuda as to what the case is talking about. The Pashtas, which is the way we just assumed it meant yesterday, which was the way Tosafos is running, is that both Reish Lakish and Reb Yehuda were agreed that to give in that we're only being matvis the first day, right? The machlokus was that according to Reish Lakish, you have only three words for toch kedei dibur. And according to Reb Yehuda, toch kedei dibur means you can begin speaking immediately after the shir of toch kedei dibur. So you can fit in the fourth guy. So shalom alecha Rebbe, and the fourth guy begins speaking. So we could have had a vani. That was the only machlokus. According to which we were taking for granted that kulam matfisim berishon. So what's the Gemara all of a sudden now, ignoring everything that we spoke about, and asking, oh, by the way, and then not even mention that it has something to do with the Machlokas or with the statements of Reish Lakish Rebbe Yehuda? It's a very strange kind of thing to do this. But by the way, I think it would be also worthwhile to mention some of the variation in the understanding of the Machlokas along the lines of Tosis. Because Tosis got a serious problem. His serious problem is, if he's learning that according to Reish Lakish, Shalom Alecha Rabbi, three words is sufficient to be the toch kedei dibur, then you have room for three vanis, not two vanis. In which case, the whole Gemara is rather strange. What the Gemara is saying, it could have said another vani. That doesn't prove anything. The Gemara tried proving yesterday, since it said vani, vani, vetulo, that that's it. But nobody held that that was it, according to the way Tosfos was learning. That's something of a problem. That is what forces Rashi, I mean, assuming this Mepharish is Rashi, that is what forces Rashi into saying that according to Reish Lakish, we need, as a matter of fact, maybe everybody agrees this, we may need to include the last word of the first guy's statement within the Toch Kedei Dibur. Because since Rabbi Yehuda is saying Toch Kedei Dibur is a shear of Hefsek, not a shear of Dibur, and Reish Lakish is saying, no, Toch Kedei Dibur is a shear of connectedness. Well, if it's a shear of connectedness, then the last word that the other guy said, and the last person who begins speaking, has to be within that shear of connectedness, which only leaves you two vanis, not three. And according to that way of learning, we call it Rashi, according to that way of learning, the Gemara makes perfect good sense. Vani, vani is two, no more, and so on. Okay, that's, Tosis has to struggle with this issue. And indeed he does. He says, I mean, it's a little bit strange. I mean, the Gemara's bringing a raya from vani, vani, whereas actually it could have said vani, 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 alibid Reish Lakish also. So therefore, Tosis has to say, look, what the Gemara really means is that if it says two times, according to Reish Lakish, that the second guy is also matvis in the first guy, because if it's coming to tell me that it would be more, then that also, I mean, there's no nafkamina to say a svara difference between number two and number three. So it would be sufficient to say two, and that already tells me two and three. But if you're telling me that there would be a chiddush in saying that even a fourth guy would be able like Rabbi Yehuda says, then don't you think it would be kedai to tell me that chiddush? Okay, a little bit fetchy. You know, works out better the way Rashi, so it makes a lot of sense. But in any event, neither of those approaches address the issue that we're raising right now. Okay? Did you walk in late, or you heard what we were addressing?
Yeah, no, I said, no one holds it, that and he can restart the clock.
No, that's what we're raising now, is Kalachat Be'er. The Gemara just, let me start again, because a number of people walked in late. The Gemara raised an issue today, which is everybody being matfis in number one, or is each person restarting the clock, as Scott puts it? We're going to be matfis and the guy that just finished speaking. Exactly what that question is also not clear. The question is the intent, the circumstances of the Mishnah, or the possibilities. Why the possibilities? Because the guy who says Vani hasn't said anything. I mean, how can I say I'm matfis and a guy who says Vani? To say what? The statement Vani itself is only meaningful because it's a reference to Arini Nazir, and therefore, by definition, you may be referring back to the first statement. How can you refer back to a guy who says Vani when that doesn't say anything, right? So that would be one way of understanding the question. But the problem was that no matter how you understand the question, it seems to beggar the issue of the Machlokas Rish Lakish Rabbi Yehuda yesterday. But Pashtus Rish Lakish Rabbi Yehuda both were agreeing that you do not have to be matfis. I mean, that you are being matfis in the Rishon. That's why they're talking about a Shir Toch Kedei Dibur. Otherwise, how did Toch Kedei Dibur get involved? How do we start analyzing how many Vanis there are? It's irrelevant how many Vanis there are. You have 1,000 Vanis, we just said. And how did we ignore the whole discussion we had yesterday? Okay. So, there's a number of different approaches to this. First of all, Rashi here, in the Girsa that we have in Rashi, although unfortunately it is not the Girsa that appears all over in this particular Rashi, but the Girsa we have in Rashi is that when the Gemara asked the Boilu Chad B'Chavrei Mitzvahs, it was asking against Reish Lakish. How should we understand this? Should we understand it V'lok Reish Lakish and that Afilo Ademeya? Or should we understand it the way Reish Lakish understood it? And that is exactly what the Gemara was taking into consideration. Okay, that's one approach, other than the sad fact that in the other Girsas of Rashi, it doesn't say V'lok Reish Lakish, it says V'hok Reish Lakish. Okay. Tosfos, when he's discussing this sugya, when he says B'toch K'dei Dibur Matfis, he says, and each one G'lishitasa. Reish Lakish, three words, or even four words. So apparently he understands that this piece has nothing to do with the piece that we heard yesterday. How is that? So, a simple explanation is that all Reish Lakish is saying is that the Mishnah bears multiple interpretations. In other words, what the Mishnah says, if you want to learn Toch Kedei Dibur, and we're talking about a Hatfasa B'Rishon, then it would have to be the Toch Kedei Dibur of the Rishon. If not, then each one would have to be Toch Kedei Dibur of the friend. I'm not telling you which one that is. According to which, as a matter of fact, there's even one of the shitas of the Tosfos, which isn't brought here, of the Balei HaTosfos, is that that was what the Gemara was asking. Did Reish Lakish indeed mean to say that the Mishnah needs to be mitzparesh as batfisen barishon, or was he just giving a shir and Toch Kedei Dibur? So then that would be another way of learning it. So again, according to Rashi, the question actually is, are we going like Reish Lakish in the interpretation? According to the Balei HaTosfos, Rabbeinu Turdus, it would be, did Reish Lakish mean specifically that the Mishnah has to be talking about that we're matfis barishon, or is giving only a shir in Toch Kedei Dibur? According to Tosfos Rit, is yet another pirush. He understands that the machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yehuda that we had yesterday is gufa a machlokas as to whether we're talking about kula barishon or not. Rabbi Yehuda says, look, I agree with you, according to the Tosfos Rit, I agree with you that would be the shir of the Toch Kedei Dibur. But since if you're learning that they were mitfas barishon, lo shavachta revach l'talmida, because apparently you hold that the only way to be matfis would be to be matfis to the first guy, because the second guy didn't say anything. He just said me too. So how can you say me too to a me too and have that be meaningful? But if that's what you're saying, how could a Talmud ever be matfis, since it's going to be a hefsek of Shalom Aleichem? Therefore, I say each one is matfis in the previous one. It's irrelevant how much time it took. According to which, the Gemara is now asking, shall we learn the Mishnah like Reish Lakish, or shall we learn the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda? It just takes for granted that that was the machloket. That's another interpretation. There is yet a fourth interpretation about the machlokas, which is brought by the Tezus HaRash, and that is the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam, and this makes a tremendous amount of sense, Rabbeinu Tam says that what Rabbi Yehuda is saying is, how the heck did Toch Kedei Dibur get involved in this whole circuit? Why isn't this the same as being Matfis in a Neder? Did you ever hear anybody needing Toch Kedei Dibur not Fasik a Neder? 20 years later, a guy could say, we have cases like that. I should be today the day I was the day my father died. This is 20 years before. What's after with Toch Kedei Dibur? Why is it any different than the adult? Why do I need his Dibur to be my Dibur? Or can it be Toch Kedei Dibur in his state? So according to this, a very profound machlokas that the Rabbi Tam is learning, that Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda, what we're goof is saying is that we do not need a hatfasa in the sense of making his speech my own. We need a hatfasa the way we need hatfasa for Nadarim. I'm attaching my state to his state. It has nothing to do with the time. Therefore, this is irrelevant. If that's the machlokas.
State, huh? State and not statement.
Exactly, stated that statement. Yeah. So if that's the case, so then Neinu Chidami, the Gemara's question later on, would be a general question as to whether, what is the way in which we need to learn the Mishnah? Is it Dinan Hatfasa of the previous guy? Is it Dinan Hatfasa of the first guy? Okay. But according to that, Rashi works in very nicely, because then he would be saying, it's Dafka like Reish Lakish. Hakka Reish Lakish. That's the other gears. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's irrelevant. There's no Din in Toch Kedei Dibur Kedibur here. It would only be like Reish Lakish. It's amazing. So you come up with completely different approaches. Whether you say below Reish Lakish or only like Reish Lakish. The Rabbi Natan's approach is only like Reish Lakish because according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's irrelevant. Okay, so we have four possible explanations in the relationship of today's sugya with yesterday's sugya. Either we're exactly asking, are we going like Reish Lakish or are we going like Rabbi Yehuda? Or we're asking, shall we be Samek on Reish Lakish, and indeed learn that it's Hatfasa Berishai. Or we're learning that Gufa, is there a halacha of the possibility of being Batfis B'sheni, because after all, he didn't say anything, B'sheni. Or it's irrelevant to yesterday's question. Reish Lakish was simply saying, wherever you're going to be Matfis, whether it's to the Rishai, or whether it's to the next guy, the previous guy, it has to be within the Shir Toch Kedei Dibur. The remez of the mission of the Vani Vani is true in both directions. You want to Toch Kedei Dibur, the previous guy. So we're saying it in a way that you should remember there's going to be a maximum time if it needs to be Toch Kedei Dibur. Doesn't mean that's the only pierce in the Mishnah. Obviously, if the man's intent was to be Matfis Berishai, so it's dependent on the Rishai. If his intent wasn't, he could be Matfis in the second one. Okay. Because according to the way that the Rabbeinu Tam is learning in Rabbi Yehuda, there's no din of Toch Kedei Dibur involved in Hatfasa. So how could the Gemara possibly say, L'mayin Afkadina, to be Oilach U'matfis Ad Oilam? That's not an Afkadina, according to being Matfis Ad Oilam, even if you're being Matfis Berishai. So the question is only on Libet Reish Lakish, the way the Rabbeinu Tam is learning. Okay. I mean, it's, again, this is not the type of thing that the Bavli usually does. This is part of Lashon Nazir's Meshunah. It's leaving out 90% of the issue here. It's a classic Yerushalmi approach. Let them struggle. Okay. So, meanwhile now, today's Gemara, so we hang on this issue right now. How do we understand the Mishnah? Do we understand the Mishnah to be a chain? Or do we understand the Mishnah basically to be a lot of people branching off from one point, which is the Rishon? Says the Gemara, let us see if we can bring a raya. Tashma. Harini Nazir, v'shama chaviro v'amar va'ani. Now, why does it only say two va'anis, v'tu lo midi? Does it say anything after the second va'ani? If each guy was being tofes in the previous guy, you could have kept on saying Vani for the next 40 pages and barely made a dent. So what do you say? Shmamina Bekama with the Matfasi. The only reason to mention two Vanis is because we want you to recognize that you are indeed limited to two Vanis. Of course, this isn't quite two Vanis. It's Ani Vatu. because according to Tosfos, because it would really be three. If you learn the way Rashi's learning, it really is two, because we have the first guy's words, then the two that your words. By the way, I hate to do this to you, but there's a third pirush. The third pirush is that Reish Lakish never held that Shalom Alecha Rebbe is the Shir of Tochit Edibur. Just Shalom Alecha. So it's two words all along, even without including the first word. So how come he keeps talking about Talmud the Rav? Lav Davka. Whew. Shvacha, but it's brought by the Rishonim. Okay. So, I mean, you can see why you feel very constrained by the Sugya to do that. All right. But in any event, since over here it only says two Vanis, Vitu Lomidi, so now what? Shvayimin of a Kambu de Matvis. The Isak, the Chad Bechavri Mitvis, we're going to tell me that each one can be tofis in the previous guy. You could say Vanis for the next 40 pages. Says the Gemara, Tana ki ruch lalech shevaleza. What do you want the Tana to keep talking Vani and sound like a salesman? Okay, so then just say one Vani, if that's what the point is. If you're telling me he's just not bothering being a salesman, just say one Vani and leave the question standing. So litnechad v'lashminan kulon. If I say one, I can figure out the rest, can't I? No, because since in the Sefer it says, Adi diktani, hutara rishon, hutru kulam, hutara achron, achron, mutar v'kulam asurin, then obviously it was more than one guy. So mechladi, he can't say, there's got to be a guy in the middle. Since there's a guy in the middle, we already introduced him in the Resha. U'mishumochi katani, va'ani, va'ani. So, no raya. Okay, continue the Mishnah, and you'll see there is a raya, tashma. Hutara rishon, hutra kulam. Ha! If the first guy is matir the neder by a chacham, they all become mutar. Now, that is telling you very clearly, the only guy that can be matir the guys after him is the rishon. Because if the even the emtsai could be matir the guys after him, wouldn't that be a nice way to tell me? Say, hutara emtsai, huvachron mutar. If you're telling me the only way that you could be matir everyone is the first one, is because they're all linked to the first one, and not to the second one. So since it says utar rishon utra kulam, so you see, rishon udeshor, ha-emtza'i, if you would try to do the same thing, by saying, be matir the second one, and then the third one would be mutar, wouldn't be true. No, it wouldn't be mutar. Why? Because the third one didn't link to the second one, the third one linked to the first one. And therefore the only one to deal with is the first one in terms of heter. Shema mirabe kama mitvesin. So you see from here, you're only being matvis in the first guy. Says, well, not necessarily. I mean, really, it may well be that each one is matvis in the previous one, okay? But, I did it by mitna, who drew kulam, since it wants to teach me the halacha, that if one of them is mutter, I can be matter everybody. The only case I can say everybody is number one. If I start talking about number two, I'm going to have to tell you, well, number two is mutter than everybody from number two down is mutter, but number one isn't mutter. I mean, I'm going to say that. I just want to say a nice, impressive statement. Huchu kulam. So if I would have said, itana emtsa'i, so I would have to explain to you. Ika rishon, delo mishteri. Mishavaki katani rishon. I want to take on the case of rishon in order to make it very clear that I mean rishon, and then everybody else is mutter. Okay, no raya from there. Let's see if we can bring a raya from the next piece. Tashma. Hutar acharon, acharon mutar, vukulam asurin. Now looking here. If the only case that you can come up with, in which everybody else, kulam asurin, so it's dafka, the case over here, shmamina bekama, because the lo ikach mina batrei, avo emtsa'i di ikach mina batrei mishteri. In other words, we're talking about over here, dafka in a case where the achron is mutter, kulam asurin. But if it would have been the emtsa'i, where there would have been yet another guy after him, he would have been mutter. Because otherwise, why do you have to go to the last guy? Right? You could say the same thing with any other guy. So therefore, since the middle guy, I can't make this statement that hu mutar v'kulam asurin. It's only the last guy could say hu mutar v'kulam asurin. Obviously, there is a chain. Because otherwise, what's the difference? Who is mutter? Even if there's 5,000 guys, I could have chosen one at random, and I could have made that guy the guy who is mutter and everybody's usher. If I'm only taking the last guy, I'm telling you, well, I couldn't have taken anybody else. It's like we're taking guy number 3,999. Then everybody after it would be mutter, but everybody before him would be us. So to avoid that, I tell you the achra. Aha. So from here we see that each one is a chain to the guy immediately prior. So Shabbat Minachad Bechavri Mitvus. There you go. No, says the Gemara, the truth is the Yola Meimelach Bechavri Mitvus. Everybody is really connected back to the first guy. When it says over here the last guy, it doesn't mean the last guy. It means the next guy. So if the next guy, whoever he is, number 3001, number 3, whatever. So the Achro Diktoni is the Emtza'i. Since the first guy is called the Rishon, we call anybody after him the Achro. That's all. So the Tanya, Rishon Tan Achro. So you can't, we can't prove anything, basically, from the way the Mishnah is constructed. However, we can definitely prove something from the Braita, which we're about to say, because the Braita expands upon the Mishnah and actually comes to deal with this very issue. Tashma. The Tanya Behadeh, it says openly in the Braita, Hutara Rishon, Hutra Kulam. Hutara Acharon, Acharon Mutar V'Kulam Asurin. So far no information, but here's the new information. Hutara Emtza'i, Emenu Lamata Mutar, Emenu Lamala Asur. If the person in the middle gets a heter on his netter, everybody after that point is mutter, because he broke the chain. But everybody before that point is also, because the chain is still there. Now that shows clearly. Shema mina chad b'chavrei mitves, shema mina. 100% proof from that braita that each one is being matves in the next. Whether this impacts the statement of Reish Lakish yesterday, that we've already seen, that it depends how we learn. If we maintain that Reish Lakish's statement was only one option in the understanding of the Mishnah, so then it's not telling me that Reish Lakish is wrong, he's just saying that's not the case the Mishnah was referring to. Mishnah was referring to that Tatfasa. Reish Lakish is only trying to make the point that you would need to do it, but don't be dibor of whoever you're being matfis in. Rabbi Yehuda would say, maybe you don't, or maybe you have four spaces, or maybe there's no din of tov kedei dibor, depending according to which of the Rishonim we learn. Areini nazir v'shama chaveiro v'amar pi kepi v'sari k'saro. Now here we have an interesting case. You're telling me that just by saying my mouth should be like his mouth, my hair should be like his hair, so he becomes a nazir. Why does he become a nazir? Ask the Gemara of Ramina. It says beferish that in the Braita that if a guy says my hand should be a nazira, my foot should be a nazira, you can't make your hand a nazir. But if you said my head should be a nazir, my liver should be a nazir, then you got serious problems. Then I raise a nazir. What's the difference between a liver and a hand? Very simple difference. Zaklau. Davarsha nishama tulu yabo. If you're talking about something which is essential for your life, like your liver, so then I raise a nazir. If it's something that you can do without in a pinch, so then you didn't say you're a nazir. So how could your hand be a nazir? So now, I would assume that you can do without your hair, and Cat Stevens says, Beferish, if I didn't have a mouth, it would be okay. So good, so you could do without your mouth also. Apparently it'd be all right, right? You just stop talking, but I mean, you still breathe. Okay, so why should you be a Nazir under these circumstances? Since Eina Neshama, Tula Yabo, I'm review that. Biomar Hochi. Yasef pik piv miyayin misari kisaro milaguz. Some learn that it means that he said this literally. My mouth should be like his mouth vis-a-vis wine. My hair should be like his hair vis-a-vis shaving. Others say, of course he doesn't have to say it beferish. In these circumstances, a hand and a foot is irrelevant to Naziris. Hair and drinking is the essence of Naziris. How do you compare the two cases? Where a person is referring to, like saying, Hareini Miselsel, holding his hair. And we understand that that's a reference to the zeros. We even understand that a hypertext reference in the Pasuk to eagles and to birds is a reference to the zeros. Okay, I mean, under the circumstances, what's the comparison, Bichla? What are you going to say? That the meaning, and Metosis points this out, Ragli, would mean my feet are Osut go into Beit HaKvarot, that's the simple meaning of the feet. Again, so it's contextual. So here too, it's contextual. Hareini nezira v'shama ba'alav amar v'ani. The truth is, by the way, as many of the people shown to point out, that if you didn't hear the other person say something, then maybe the context tenafinami would mean anything. Say, my hair should be like his hair. Maybe you like his hair. If you don't know, he's a nazir. Say, boy, I wish I had that color hair. I'm going to get my hair dyed too. You know, who knows what it means? So we saw before, v'husha nazir, ayver lefana. In this case, v'husha shama shamar any nazir. That's certainly possible. But obviously the Mishnah is talking about a case where since you heard him, and you're referring now to his mouth and your hair, it makes sense that it's the same as saying from drinking wine. Okay, the next piece that we had in the Mishnah is where a woman says, Hareini nezira, the husband hears her, and he says, Va'ani, he cannot be made for any longer. Now, this seems to have direct application to our famous question, Ibailu, which was not asked in reference to this Mishnah. This is a standing question. When a Baal is made for to his wife, is he Me'aker Akar or Dilma Megis Gaius? Does he uproot the matter from its beginning, like the Chacham does? Or does he simply cut it at this point? L'may nafkamina, what would the difference? The difference would be very simple. A woman makes a Naziris. She's not a Nazir. Her friend hears her and she says, me too. Her husband now, the first one, hears, Shema Ba'ala Shavishona, and he is Heferla. So now, if he does the same thing a Chacham does, so then by definition there never was a Naziris here. The second one now is just as Muteret as the first one. So he can be ma to the entire chain. But if you're telling me Migas Gaius from this point on, but at the moment that she had said she was a Nazir, she was, and the moment that the friend said, I want to be a Nazir like her, she too remains, then what you do now is irrelevant to the other person. So then E Ishtaroi, his wife became Muteret, but his wife's friend, Chaverta, Hasira, my, what would be the din? Tashma. We would like to bring a riot from our Mishnah, where a woman says, Areini nezira, v'shama ba'ala v'amar v'ani, eno yachol la'afer, he cannot be mefer. Now we're assuming the reason he cannot be mefer is because he was already matfis his own naziris. How could he undo his own naziris? So it must be that the Baal is me'akir akar, and therefore he cannot be okar something which is now his neder. He's talking about the Baal make his gayas, whereas if you hold that a husband can simply cut off the neder from this point on, let him be mefer for his wife from this point on, and he's still a nazir because at that moment he was matfis and an extant naziris. What prevents him from being mefer? El alav shmamin abal me'al karaka. The only reason that the Baal is prevented in this case from being made for the netter is because he already has accepted that netter on himself. Nah, it has nothing to do with that, says the Gemara. It's another issue that you're completely ignoring, which is the fact that when he uses her netter to say that he wants to be the same, he's approving of it. That's the point. And you cannot, after approving of a netter, being Mekayim it, you can't go and be made for it. That's all. I mean, you could be shayol on your akoma, fine. That you could do. You could do that here too. But you certainly cannot simply change your mind and say, nah, I don't like the netter. It has nothing to do with at what point the netter is akur or migas. Why would it have anything to do with this? The truth is he could have been mefer. The only reason he can't in this case, I know time to lomati mefer, is because kiva de omer la va'ani, in using her nazirut as the source of his atfasa, he's also indicating approval. And therefore, kiva de omer kiyam l'chidami. It's as if he was mekayim. The only way out of that is to go and be shoel on the hakama. So imichela hakamato matzi mefer. And indeed, he could be shoel on the hakama element without ever being shoel on his own nazirut, and then he will still be a nazir based on that vasata her nazirut, and he just wants to be shoel on the fact that he indicated approval for her nazirut. I didn't mean that I approve. I only wanted to use it technically. Tashma. Okay, let's see if we bring a raya from you. Aishashin and Rabbi Nazir. Woman is noderet, she's mafresh or korban, now the husband comes along, and he's mefer. Now let's not get confused with the case we had previously, which we're going to have again tomorrow, of a nazira who became tmeya. Remember over there, there was a bird. And the bird's got another option. The other option is, you could put a bird on the mizbeach, if it's a chatas, not if it's a noyama. And it's not considered to be a problem of Chulam Bazar if you have an excuse to put it there. Because it's not really brought on the Mizbeah. Yeah? Here we're talking about she didn't become Tameah. She finished her Nazirut. She has a Chatat Behima. A Chatat Behima, there's no Eitzah for. So don't confuse it with that circuit. So in this case, what do we do with the animal? Depends who owned the animal. If the animal was his, so then forget about it. Let the animal go free. But because now it turns out it's completely chulin. Since the Baal said, I don't want this thing. So Mamela, if that's the case, I'm not giving you the rights to use my animals for karbonis where I don't approve of the netter in the first place. In which case, if it wasn't needed, it wasn't needed. So he never gave it there for that purpose. And it's now chulin completely. She had no right to be mandishim. But if shalai tabeim, how about if it was hers? She has a right to be magdisha, her own behemoth. So what do we do with it now? She's not chayevet in this at this point, because at this point she's not in the zira. So then, if the behemoth, if it's a chatat tamut, it has to die. He's talking about the baal miakir oka. If the baal canceled the nazirut in the first place, so then this whole thing is a chatas of a non-existing nazirut. So why don't we simply say there was never a chatas? Tepek lechulin. El alav shmamina baal negis gayas. You see from here that actually at the time that she brought the animal, set it aside, it was a kosher chatas. Now the baal is mafsik her nazirut. She can't bring it. But it certainly it's not that he undid the nazirut from the beginning. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. It could well be that maybe the Baal is indeed Miakarok. He uprooted this Nazirut from the very beginning. Behind the time of the reason in this case that we say that the Chatas has to be Meisu, there's two approaches over here. One approach, there are two different Girsot. One Gir says, Delot Tzricha Kapara. And the other Girsa is, Ditzricha Kapara. The Girsa of Tzricha Kapara is taking for granted that every Nazir requires Kapara al Shatzir Atzma min Hayayin. Since over here she was Mitzaeret Atzma min Hayayin, even though technically she may not be a Nazir, in this case we give it the din of a chatas shemetu ba'aleha, because she required kapora, and she cannot bring this kapora. And so memela, even though he was mefer, we apply to this chatas, again, it would be an extension. Obviously, she's not really chayevet in a kapora, because she wasn't really a nazira, if we're holding that this is the halach that was ma'akiraka. However, as we saw earlier, there's a svara to say, which we're going to mention again tomorrow, that for being mitzayir yourself, the Rabbanan puts you into a matzav in which we want you treated roughly. The way to treat you roughly is to say you can't get away with being religious. We're going to give you a fine. You want to start being silly, well, you're going to pay for it. So in this case, you're going to pay for it by losing the animal. But in Achinami, it's not that it's really Echata Shekipru Baalea. Now the other Girsa has Kivan de Lotzricha Kapara. She's now considered to be having died, which basically has to end up meaning the same thing. In other words, since when she originally sets it aside, it is set aside for the purpose of being mechaper on this issue, that she was with Sayirat Zvimenayayin, now that she doesn't need that kapara and cannot bring it, so it's a chata shemesu ba'aleha. It's just a question of which thing we are stressing. Okay, so we need to be taken into consideration in all of this, the way Tosfos learns anyway. The Rebbe Eliezer that we're going to get to tomorrow, Rebbe Eliezer HaKafar Baribi that we already had before, that Kibbutz Yetzirat Zvimen Hayayin, Tzorech Kapara. Okay, so no Raya from here. Let's see if we can bring a Raya from this case. Tashma, Aisha Shinan Rabbe Nazir. Here a woman is no Deret, makes herself a Nazira, and she can't take it. She goes back to her old householder, what's it called? Housewife's disease, huh? So she goes out, she shows the yayin, and of course she has to attend all the funerals. I mean, what else is there? Metabol amazing. I raise a figure to Darabayim. So she's chayiv malchus. I ask you, what do you mean she's chayiv malchus? What's the case? Ask you, dummy. Ilayim adaloi ferla baal tzrichalameim. What? Her husband never did afara. So you have to tell me a big chiddush. that a woman who makes herself a nezirah and is over the nezirut is chayevet. Yes, thank you very much for the brilliant chiddush. I mean, there's no meaning in this statement. So it's got to be talking about Ela Pshita, Defer Labal. So that must mean that it's talking about Dafka, that the husband was Mefer. So, and it's Gufa coming to address this issue. Isak Adaitach Baal Me'akar Haka. If, in fact, a Baal would uproot the Neder Milchatchila, why would this woman be so figure to Tar Ma'im? Therefore, it's coming to tell me, Bedafka, that even though he went ahead and he was Mefer, indeed she will still get Malkus for what she did then, because then she was a Nazirah. So, Elalav Shmamina Baal Migas Gaius. Says the Gemara, even this is not a right. Liyola Memelacha Baal Miyokar Akir. Maybe had the Baal been Mefer, he would have been Mefer from the beginning. She wouldn't have gotten Malkus. Indeed, we're talking about that the Baal was not Mefer. But since Bishum Diktani Seifa, Heferla Baala Vihilo Yad'a. The Seifa teaches us, what if she didn't know that the Baal was Oker her neder? And she keeps drinking wine. Vaita shota yayin. Umetam alameitim. In that case, ena sofeget at arbaim. Because even though her intent was to be over on the Yisr of Nazir, it isn't intent that makes you over on the Yisr of Nazir. It's Naziris that makes you over on the Yisr of Nazir. And therefore, if the husband had been made for, he would not, she would not be chayiv. So to indicate the contrast, it sets the stage. A woman who made herself a nezirah and drank wine would get malchus. But, okay, that's obvious. Yes, it's obvious. Okay, can we continue? But if her husband had been mefer and she was not in touch with the spaceship and she didn't know and she continues to drink, then even though she thought she was a nezirah and even though perhaps she even had been a nezirah, but right now, she's not a Nazira. And therefore, she will not be Sofeget Arbaim. Taninami Reisha Sofeget. So it teaches us something in the Reisha, which is not a Chiddush. You're right. It's obvious. But it wants to set the stage for the dramatic announcement. Why can't you see a lot of anis? What do you expect the Tana to do? To keep saying vani for the rest of his life? Tana ki rucho lich shavalizo? So then just say one, litnechad, lashmina kulo, haididiktani, utar rishon, utru kulam, utar achron achron, utar vikulam asoim, mechlaldi ikam tsai, okay, so mishumachi katori vani vani. Tashma, utar rishon utru kulam, mashma only the rishon or the shari, but if you would have done the same thing with the emsai, then not, shma amina bekama mitvasin, and only bekama. Not necessarily, I mean, liola meimelachachad bechavri matvas. I the boy mit the hutru kulam. Whereas had it said, itana emtsai, then you would have had to say, the rishon is not mishtari, and so on. Okay, so mishmach, you study rishon as the contrast to kulam. Tashma, hutara achron, achron mutar kulam asurim. So you see, dafka the achron, the lo ikachrin abatre. But had it been someone in the middle, emtsai, the ikachrin abatre, where there's someone that comes after him, then in Achinami, that someone would have been mystery. Shema melachad bechavri matvis. No. Liolamei melacha actually become a mitvisin. Umay acharon diktani. Anybody after the first one. Vahadi the tana rishon, tana acharon. Toshma, the tanya bahadei, hutar arishon utru kulam, hutar achron achron mutar vukulam asurim, hutar emtsai, emenu lamata mutar, emenu lamala asur. Shmamina chad bechavin mitves shmamina. Hareni nazir v'shama chaviru v'yomar pika piv sari kasaro. What is that supposed to be? Mishum pika piv sari kasaro is nazir. What about the Farish Abraita that says, a guy who tries to make his yad, yadi nazira, or ragli nazira, lomar klum, or says roshi nazira, kvedi nazira, nena reze nazir. Zeh klal davar shad shamat luyabo reze nazir. And here he's talking about hair and bouts. Not a davar shene shemat leyavo. Om Rav Yehuda, the Omer Hachi. Yehaseh pikepiv miyayin. Usarik esaru milagos. הרי נזירה ושמעה בעלה ואמר ואני אינו יכול להפר איבו אלו בעל מהקרע קרדום ובגס קייס מי נפקמינה לשעה שנדלו בדזיר ושמע חברתה ואמרה ואני ושמע בעלה של הראשונה והפר לה זה יהיה מהקרע קר so then she would be martyr of everybody הנה מהשתרוי whereas the Amrit Megas guy is anyone that had been tofeset is still a surah. So Iyish Taroi, but Chavarta surah, my. Tashma for the Mishnah, Reini Nazira. Shama Ba'ala Vamar Vani, Eno Yochol Afer. But he's talking about the Baal Megas guy is, why can't he be made for his wife and he remain a surah? Must be. El Alav Shma, you know. Baal Me'al Karakar. No. The other Megas guy is. And the truth is, Bedinu Deleifala. The only reason he can't be Mefer is because he was already Mekayim. I didn't type to Lamatzi Mefer. Kivanda Amar Lavani, Kamandi Amar Kiyam Lachidami. So then only Machila Kamato Matzi Mefer. But he loved Lamatzi Mefer. Tashma? Haishashinad Rabbi Nazir Vifrishat Behem Tabe Hakach Efer Labala. אם שלא הייתה בהמה תצא ותראה בעדר ואם שלא הייתה בהמה החטא תמות יסקת זה בעל מיוקר הקר וואי החטא תמות תפו כחול אלא לאו שבא מן הבעל מיוקר גייס נהלי עולם מלאכה בעל מיוקר הקר היינו תאי בכיוון לא כיוון זה צריך הכפרה זה נאי שגירסה אבל כחטא שמתו בעליה וכמירי חטא שמתו בעליה תמות תשמע האישה שנדרה בנזיר והייתה שותה יין ומתאמה למתים, הרי זה סופגת את הארבעים, מהיחידם. אילי ודלו הפר לבעל. What's the חידש? Obviously, a woman makes נזירות. She goes against the נזירות in every הלוכה. She's going to pay for it. אלא פשיטה, they הפר לבעלה. And nonetheless, it's saying that in the original period, she's going to be חייבת. ויסק את הבעל מייקר עקר, המי סופגת את הארבעים, if she was never a נזיר now, retroactively. Alalav Shmamina, Baal Megas Gaius, and it is not retroactive. Liola Meimelacha Baal Miyakar Akar. But it's talking about over here that the Baal was never made for. Mishum Diktani Seifa, Heferla Baala, Vilo Yadava, Itashota Yain, Betam Lamitim. Enasofegat Arbaim. So in order to set up that Seifa, Tananamiresha Sofegat Arbaim. Not that there's any Kiddush in the fact that she Sofegat Arbaim.